whole point. So I'm new. I'm getting started. Let's say I'm an underground utility contractor. Jeff, what am I thinking about during this bid process when I'm putting these numbers together?
We got some tips.
Yeah. Like, I'm just getting started. Fantastic. What is up, party people? Welcome to the Profit Dig Construction Show. My name is Chris Work. I'm here with our resident expert, Jeff Spencer.
Don't know about the expert, but here I am.
Well, I don't know. I'd say you're doing pretty good.
And I'll get the title of resident amateur.
Okay. Resident amateur, Jeff Givens. Also our chief IT and development architect for Profit Dig, which is probably the best construction and job costing application on the planet. It's so easy to use. It's only $99 a month. It'll help you enhance your bid process. It allows you to track your cost at the line item level on every bid you create. Check it out, profitdig.com. Well, guys, we're always creating content. You know, sometimes it starts to feel like you're talking about the same things over and over again, and then you look back and you're like, you know what, hell, we haven't really talked about this. So, you know, we obviously target, I mean, we target everyone in construction, but I feel like even more specifically sometimes I feel like I'm going after the guy who is just getting started because they don't, you know, cash flow could be an issue. Great. We have a killer product that's very inexpensive for you.
I know. I like YouTube videos when I'm trying to get into something, too. So,
Absolutely. So that's the whole point. So I'm new. I'm getting started. Let's say I'm an underground utility contractor. Jeff, what am I thinking about during this bid process when I'm putting these numbers together?
Yeah, we got some tips.
Like, I'm just getting started.
Well, you know, first and foremost, when you're looking at a specific project, what area is it in? Different municipalities have different specs.
Okay.
You know, and your specifications limit to what you can and can't do on a project. So it could slow your production down. You know, it could be a lot of things that alter, you know, what you do. So that's the first thing. Be familiar with the specs in the county or the district you're working in to make sure you get along with the inspector. That's one of the worst things you want to do. Right off the bat, it's a good inspector that's not going to be happy with you, and he can make it tough on you.
Take inspector fishing.
Got it.
Okay.
And then, you know, next would be, you know, ease of accessibility. You know, how easy is it going to be to get your crews in this job, get them out, get materials in and out? Are you going to be working around other contractors, other scope, you know, doing other scopes of work, you know? Is it going to be a congested site, a wide open site? You know, what's that going to look like? So that's going to play a big role in your production. It's going to play a big role in, like, whether you have to store your materials off site and bring them on a little at a time. You know, so look at accessibility.
All right.
Another thing, you know, is look at, always be aware, like, you go back to your specs, you know, what type of materials are you using? Because, you know, like, if you're a utility contractor and you bid a job because you think you can use PVC, but then it turns out that you got to use ductile iron. Well, you know, you're looking at, you know, depending on the size of the pipe, but it could be 20 to 50% more expensive for ductile than what it is for PVC.
Okay.
So, you know, that's some key things that you really got to look at.
Okay.
Look at your job qualifications as far as the GC you may be bidding to or the engineer, what they call out. You know, a lot of times if you're in the proposed paved area, like a parking lot or a street, you know, like generally when I bid, you know, I bid mine to use a compacted spoil material for backfill.
Okay.
So what that means is, like, when you dig out your spoils, you lay them on the bank and then you put them in lifts and compact them. Well, if you're in paved areas, they may require you to use 100% stone backfill.
Ooh.
Stone right now is running over $28 a ton.
Shoot.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very expensive, yeah. And you may be, you know, depending on the size of your job, you know, you may have anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 tons of stone, you know, depending on what it may be.
Okay.
And so, I mean, that can get pretty costly pretty quick.
Yeah.
And, but you know what you can do in your backfield, what you can use. Make sure that, you're coordinating with your supplier to make sure you get the right materials on site that the city, you know, have approved. You know, I've been in some situations before. We send in some middles get approved, and then all of a sudden we get a different brand of product on site.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's happened just here in the last year and a half, when materials got so scarce. You couldn't, you know, was having trouble getting pipe,
yeah,
meters and stuff of this sort. So our suppliers were trying to keep us in materials, but they were changing the brands. They was getting different brands.
Okay. And is that a concern? Because you have to, as the contractor, I guess, have to warranty that material, right?
Yes, we have to warranty
it. Use and put it in the ground.
But
is there a concern there for you as the contractor?
Not so much. I mean, because, you know, one's just about as good as the way I look at it. But the main concern is, like, I've sent in a submittal package. It's been approved by the utility district. And then if they have most utility districts have brands that they like to use, you know, whether it be Ford or Mueller, American Pipe, Griffin Pipe, whatever it may be, okay, you know, that's the type that they want in their system. Mm-hmm. And so if you bring in something different other than what they have approved, then if they don't catch it, you may have several feet in the ground, and before they do catch it, well, now you're taking it all back up.
Oh, approval, yeah, on the actual brand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, you know, once, you know, make sure that you're coordinating with your material supplier and getting the right materials on site that have been submitted and approved by your engineer and by the municipality.
Okay. You know, I never knew that, which sounds silly. But so when I'm putting my purchase in for materials, am I specifying the brand, or am I just buying the brand I know they're going to have?
No, when I bid a job, I get a quote from my material supplier. He quotes certain products because he's supposed to be familiar with the district that you're working for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's
okay,
like, you know, they'll allow this, they'll allow that. So that's what he sends me in my submittal package. I send it in, they review it, and then they'll either approve it or they'll approve as noted. They'll send it back, you know, or they won't approve it at all.
Okay.
They'll, and as noted is like, you know, they approved all the products. Well, here's one or two products. They're like, you know, we want this changed on this, want this changed on that. So at that point, you send it back to your supplier. So submittals are approved, but here's a couple items that you gotta do this on, in either a different name brand or a different style or something.
Okay.
And then they've got to, you know, it may be a price issue there. You know, I may have to eat a little bit or something if it costs more money. But there's a lot that goes into it, you know, as far as getting your submittals approved and getting your materials on site.
Well, that's awesome. Appreciate the insight, Jeff Spencer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, I've learned so much about construction just since we formed Profit Dig, you know, a few years ago, and we've never discussed that.
Oh,
the actual manufacturer of material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just found that interesting. So I hope that is helpful for you, Jeff Gibbons. Pleasure as always. Producer Jerry, appreciate all the work you do. Check us out at ProfitDig.com. Enhance your bidding process. Track your job costs at the line item level on every bid you create. Find out exactly where you are making or losing money. Subscribe to our channel. Like our content. Leave us some comments. Let us know what you want to talk about, and we'll see you soon.
You know, I heard that people who subscribe to the channel, they're 20% more handsome.
And it increases your odds of winning the lottery. It's odd. I don't know. But, yeah, don't be left behind. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
See you.